Hello, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. This is VBS Radio, and we are delighted that you have chosen to tune in tonight. Akashic Wisdom is an interesting show in the fact that we talk about the Akashic Records and how you can work with the Akashic energy in your life. We talk about how the Akashic Records are accessed, and we talk about how the actual moving into the Akashic Records can not only help you in your life and how you can use that energy, but also talk to listeners about their choices. Tonight's program, as most of you know, is a solstice program. And the reason why the record keepers want to talk to us about solstice is because for the past few months, I don't know if you folks have been feeling it, but I know that I have. It's been a time of actually unrest, sleepiness, like I feel like I'm spinning my wheels, like I can't get myself going in certain things. It's like it's just been a time where I've been sitting here trying to get myself moving on certain areas, and I can't seem to get off the dime. And when I asked the record keepers about it, they confirmed to me what other people have also talked to me about. I mean, for the longest time, I thought I was in a deep state of depression and I really needed medication or something. But it's not that. It's the energies that we have been moving through that have to do with the evolution of our species, being human, and the planetary energies that have been coming forward. And even though it's been called the ascension process, it's really more about an evolutionary process that we as, again, as humans are moving through. I mean, there's been a lot, there's been a few articles written about what's been happening in the last few months. I haven't read them all. I don't typically read a lot of stuff on purpose because I want the information that I give you to be as, I don't want to say tainted because whatever the information is, I don't consider other people's stuff tainted. What I mean is I want the information to come from the records, not from my conscious mind. And so instead of, for example, reading a book, rather than actually reading it, I'll actually open up the records and put it under my pillow and like take a nap or hold it to my heart and download it that way. It's very interesting and because then it becomes a part of my DNA. I mean, that's not to say I don't read anything, but I really rarely read a book from cover to cover because I do have the records to help me with what I need to know. However, so tonight, when I open the records to ask, again, what we're talking about tonight, because it's solstice, this, and because of the energies that have been happening in the last few months, the record keepers would like us to start with a solstice meditation of light and creation. And so, I'm going to talk for a little while, so if you have friends out there that you feel could benefit by participating in a meditation of light and creation, I suggest you give them a call now so that they can participate in our energies to not only heal and transform ourselves as humans, but also to heal and help the planet. So when I do a meditation that it's brought forth from the records, what's interesting is I won't really remember what I've said. So for those people who will find benefit from them, from this meditation, I'm going to strongly urge you to move into the archives if you'd like to hear it again after the program's over. But this is a time that we have been going through that we are now stepping off to a new way of thinking and being, And it's shifting because the humans that have really been feeling it, and there's a lot of folks that have been feeling various levels of this, I guess the best way to put it would be, sometimes it felt like a black hole. Sometimes it felt like a blank. Sometimes it felt like I couldn't wake up if I wanted to. So if you can identify with any of this, that time is really over. We're now shifting, and this is a perfect time for us to really concentrate or focus on what we truly want. And in creating or in sending out that energy of what we truly want to the universe, being clear about what that is really important. So I want you just to take a moment now before the meditation begins and really write down, let's say, five things that you would really like to see come forward in your life this year. And after you've written down those five things, and let them come up from the top of your head, just the top of your head. This is not for analyzing. So all those folks who like to worry about, is it right, is it wrong, I don't know what I want, just for this time only, give it up. Write down whatever it is that is in your heart right this moment. And I want you just to move into a space, and then after you've written them down, I want you just to have that list handy, okay? And I want, because you're going to be using it during this meditation, okay? Now, this could be anything from making more money or even winning the lottery. I know that sounds a little crazy, but what the heck, you know? Why not ask? Finding the right partner for your highest good in harmony, a loving partner. Always put that loving part in. And healthy, loving relationship, that is. And so you want to be able to, or if it's a house, the perfect house you want to buy, the perfect house you want to sell, the perfect career that you want to realize. Whatever it is, I want you just to write down five things. And of those five things, we'll figure out which one you're going to work with specifically tonight. I don't want you to think about it. Just write those five things down. And then I want you to also get in a space where you're extremely comfortable and you can really relax and you can move into a deep meditation without being interrupted. So if that means closing your door or asking those in your household to allow you some time to go into meditation, that's great. If you have earphones on your computer, this would definitely be the time to put them on. And I want you to know that each and every one of you that's listening to this program is not there by accident. This meditation that we're about to do is meant especially for you. It is connecting with each one of your hearts. It has been called forth by your soul's information and your soul's wanting. And so it's at this time that you must give yourself the luxury of relaxing and surrendering to receiving. So now I'd like you just to sit back and relax. Take a nice deep breath. And move into the most sacred space within your heart. allowing your heart to expand, allowing yourself to receive the wisdom of the divine, creating a pathway of light from source to your crown chakra and throughout your whole entire body, anchoring into your heart. I'd like you to illuminate your throat chakra, for this is the time where you will speak your wants and needs and desires. I want you to allow your imagination to move into your heart so that you feel the desires and the wants as you declare them. And I want you now just to imagine laying in a beautiful field of wildflowers, looking up at the night sky. Fragrance is there. The dew is descending. You feel warm, comfortable, loved. You can see every sparkling constellation, that beautiful night sky. Just close your eyes and take a deep breath and see the moon. See the stars. Allow yourself to relax and literally float. Allowing yourself to feel weightless. So that you merge with the energy of the earth. You merge with the energy of the divine, so that now you are a part of the creative force of the universe. You are the light you've been waiting for. Notice in your lightness, in your brightness, in your knowingness, that there is everything possible. Everything can be manifest, can be created, for you are now a part of that wonderful creative energy. Placing your hands on your heart. Allowing that wonderful vibration just to move throughout your body. Take a moment now and declare to the universe most important thing you would like to receive as soon as possible. Now I'd like you to voice again the next important thing that you would like to see manifest in your life, brought forward from the universe. as soon as possible. All in harmony. All in love. Surrender to receiving. I surrender to receiving. Fill in the blank. And now I'd like you to also voice with from you within your heart, I am willing to shine light on the planet for peace and love to integrate into all the beings that want it, that need it, that can transform with it. And I want to infuse light and love into all those beings that are in pain, emotional, physical, spiritual, or mental. May their pain be lifted and their souls be at peace for the highest good of all concerned. We ask on this most powerful day that we be held in light, surrounded in light, inspired by light, motivated by light, transformed by light. For we are divine. And moving into our divinity, we know, as we look down at this beautiful earth, that everything is possible. Again, bringing your hand to your heart, declaring for all to hear, I am divine. I am unstoppable with my love. I am divine love in action as I move into my creation of love. Namaste. So if you want to take another deep breath, and when you're ready, come back to the room. I hope you liked that meditation. It was given from the heart through the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha. Because you need to understand how totally and completely precious you are. There's no one in the world like you. You incarnated for a reason. Whether you are aware of that reason or not, you are here for a reason, and you are meant for greatness. Greatness doesn't necessarily mean famous. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to heal the earth all by yourself. And we ask for those folks that are out there that feel pain of the pain of the earth and feel helpless in doing something. We want you to feel comforted in knowing that if every individual would just do something to help heal the earth, we could heal it easily. But you don't have to do it by yourself. It's not required. It's time to take the world off your shoulders and look in the mirror and say, I am the most important person in this world, for I can only control me, and I deserve a wonderful, happy, prosperous, healthy life. And if you look in the mirror and say that and have any doubts, then it's time to ask the divine to help you neutralize those doubts so that you don't have to worry about being less than. There is not a creature on this planet. There is not a human being on this planet that doesn't deserve happiness, financial prosperity, love, and health. Doesn't exist. It is our birthright. There is nothing you could possibly do or ever have done in any lifetime to not claim your birthright. Because, you know, we do live in a free will planet, so it's up to us to begin making our decisions to move us forward. Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to open up the phones for anybody who has a comment, a question, if you'd like to even share what that meditation was like for you, that's great. Anything at all. We are open to listening to you and seeing if we can help you. And if you would like to state to the universe what your desires are, we're all here to imagine it for you. There's a wonderful process called dream weaving. And some of you, I'm sure, have heard of it. But dream weaving is when someone would state their wants or their needs, and for 30 seconds, everyone would vision it for them as well. And there was power in that. And so we may not take 30 seconds to vision it, but we would love to hear your visions or your desires, wants, so that we can vision it with you, and I will help you become very specific about what you want. And we will make sure that we all lend our energy to it for you. So for those of people who would like to, you're certainly welcome to call 888-815-9756. And that's worldwide, so wherever you are in the world, if you would like to put some power behind your desires, now is the time to call. Again, that's 888-815-9756. And we have plenty of lines open, and you can call in, and I would love to talk to you. Also, if you'd like to email, you can certainly email me. I've got my computer on. It was acting up a little bit earlier, but it's fine now. You can email me at info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's A-K-A-S-H-I-C, wisdom.com, akashicwisdom.com. Now, that is the name of the show, Akashic Wisdom, and that's the email you send. Again, it's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. So, you know, when we're thinking about creation and we're thinking about what we want, we have to truly be unlimited. But at the same time, it has to be something that we believe is possible. What I mean by that is that, and we've talked about this before, but when we're trying to develop our true creation skills, or really empower ourselves, we want to empower ourselves with something that our little monkey mind won't dispel for us. So if you're wanting, let's say, 10 or 50 million dollars, and your little monkey mind says, oh yeah, but what would you do with it? Or where do you think you're going to get it? Or you never win anything. Why would you win the lottery? Or all sorts of wonderful things that the negative mind shows up and says. You know, then pick an amount you feel would be comfortable for you. You know, sometimes when we decide what we want, you know, we have these dreams that are so beyond us that we can't even imagine what it would feel like to have them. And so the it's funny, there was this book that was written, and I don't have the author in front of me, but it's just called You. And it was written in 1937. And I happened to pick it up at a book sale at a library, of all places. And I swear you would think it was written now, because it's all about, quote-unquote, the secret of how to manifest things by feeling. Now, there are a lot of people who have a real hard time with feeling things, or they'll say, you know, I tried that feeling things, and boy, the secret stuff doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't work, especially if you are thinking one thing and you're feeling a little bit blocked in another. So you have to really get at something that you can really feel or taste or think about. I mean, and not just think about, rather, but really, like, move into the energy of. So if you have to start small to get your confidence up into moving into, oh, I can create this. Oh, look, I created that. I mean, I want you folks that I know that there's a lot of you out there that are great at creating parking places. And I want you to take the method that you use for creating parking places, and I want you to transfer and translate that into manifesting or moving into what you truly want. Now, the reason I say that is because if you're moving, let's say you're in a parking lot and you want to manifest a close parking space. I don't know about you, but the first thing I do is I feel what it would be like to pull into that parking place and how happy I am that I found something that was close enough because I really wanted to be able to get in and out of the store. So I have all these wonderful feelings of wow, and I have a lot of feelings of gratefulness as I pull in the store. I pull into the parking place, rather. I have these wonderful feelings of thank you to the universe for providing it for me. And so my heart fills with the actual gratefulness of moving into the parking place. And next thing you know, as I round the curve, there it is. And so for those people who are really good at parking places, I want you to use whatever works for you the same way you do for manifesting anything else. And when you are working with the idea of, let's say, finding a lover, it's really about working on yourself enough to know what you want and what you don't want. And it being the kind of person the person you want wants. So the idea here is you want to make sure, you have to look at it from the other person's side. And this is not to be negative, I don't mean it that way, but I'm saying is that if you're looking for somebody who is strong and is loving and is in their own power or with a good sense of humor, then you want to be able to be... make sure that you're there too, and do whatever you can to get to the state that where the your dream person would want you. So, for example, if you feel like you have to do something to eliminate any negativity that you're holding, then that's the thing that you have to work on. And again, it's not about being negative about who you are or what you do. It's about really understanding that you have the power to attract whatever you want. And when you're happiest with yourself, okay, when you're not down on yourself, is when you're going to attract who and what you need. Okay, so I just wanted to make that comment. And the same thing with the job, you know. So many people that are looking for jobs these days go into the job interview in a desperate way. And so I want you to consider not being desperate. Consider that when you go into the job interview, be curious. Instead of desperate, choose curious. And what does curious mean? Curious about the company. Curious about the position. Not how much money am I going to make. No. You should be doing that on the internet prior to getting there. You can certainly find out what the average pay is for any job out there. I'm talking about being curious about the company. Clearly, you've been, if you understand about interviewing, you want to make sure that you've done all the information and all the homework by getting on the internet and finding out about as much as you can about the company. How long they've been in business, what they manufacture, what different openings there are, what they're known for, what's their success rate, have they ever been purchased? I mean, whatever you can find on the internet, you want to be able to do your homework so you can ask intelligent questions. Because an employer these days is looking for someone who's going to stand out because there's so many folks looking for a job. And you want to look at, when you do your research, you want to look at what can you do for the company that will increase their bottom line. So you want to really look at, how could I benefit this company? Not just, how can this company benefit me because I need a paycheck. It's, how could I really excel in this position? How can I benefit this company? And so that's what you want to bring to the table for the interview. And for employers, if you really want to make more money or increase your bottom line, yes, you have to be very careful about how spending goes. But your most valuable resource are your employees. And if your employees are feeling good about themselves, if they're feeling honored, and if they're feeling cared for, and if they're feeling safe, then every one of your employees is an important customer service rep and an actual business ambassador. Because when they're away from the company, you want them talking about this wonderful atmosphere they have. And if you get some kind of an idea that the atmosphere is not great, then you need to figure out how to fix it. And sometimes, actually, that's in the Akashic Records. I mean, I do business consulting with folks all the time about their business and about how to increase business, how to best work with their employees, and even marketing. So, you know, that's something that, again, if you have a question, you can certainly call, and you can call here at bbsradio.com. You can call the worldwide number, which is 888-815-9756, or you can email me, and that's at info@akashicwisdom.com. So, I want you just to think about that, and consider what you're doing with your body. That's the next thing that's coming forward. So we're having a little bit of potpourri when you're talking about manifesting. As I've told you before, you know, weight is something it has been challenging for me. And I know that there are times where we all are under stress, but right now is the perfect time to really make peace with your body. Now is the time. So if you're having physical pain, if you're having emotional pain or mental pain or even spiritual pain, but a lot of it comes out through the body, then now is the time to have the conversation with your body so that you can really move into being clear about what your body needs from you and what you truly want to do to partner with your body to create it. You've got the perfect energy source right now. the universe is truly with you. So the way you have a conversation with your body, for those people who don't know how to open their Akashic records, is it's an old technique, not new, but the record keepers are suggesting that you give this a shot. And what you would do is you write your desires, or you ask your body a question. Let's say the question is, how can I best serve you, my wonderful body? Write it down with your dominant hand, the one that you always normally use for writing, and answer it with your non-dominant hand. You'd be surprised what comes up. Don't worry about how you're writing it. Nobody's going to read it but you. And so it's really going to be important that you move into, okay, you really move into understanding what is in your life, what is not in your life that you want in your life, and how do you get it. So there's a tension that's created from what you want opposed to what you don't have. And so the idea here is moving in to that space in between and allowing it to collapse so that you can really move into that creation. I want you to just think about that. So you know where you are, and you know where you want to be. If you just imagine a light on either end of that spectrum and move into the energy of the center, that energy will collapse and bring it closer to you. It's all about choice. However, the choice cannot be around what you don't have. So it's really important that you not focus on what you don't have, because really you will get more of it. You know, the more books I look at, the more I realize that the idea of the secret, and it goes way back to ancient times. The more about it has been literally something that people have been doing for eons and eons. And if so many other different people have been writing about it, you've got to think that it's been working somehow. I mean, people that don't know each other have separate experiences of it working. I mean, you know, Think and Grow Rich with Napoleon Hill also has that same concept. And that was written back in the 20s or 30s or the 40s, I really don't know, but you know, a while ago, before this, all our other New Age stuff come out that was being published. And I told you about that book with that lady called, and the name of the book is You. It's actually written, it must be published, and I don't remember the author, but it was published by Devoris. I think it's D-E-V-O-R-S. Yes, I could be saying it wrong. But the original copyright is 1937. And we've even talked about it.
I apologize for that. We didn't turn call waiting off the new digital lines, but we do have a caller. I'm going to put them on right now.
Okay, great. We have a caller right now, and we will continue talking about whatever this caller wants to talk about. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hello.
Dana.
Hi, we got a little bit of an echo going on here, honey. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm going to take off my headphones.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Better, yes.
Can you hear me
Who
now?
Am I speaking? We sound like a commercial here. What is your name?
Sakina.
Can you spell that for me?
S-A-K-I-N-A-H.
Great. And Sakina, is this the first time you've listened to the program?
Yes.
Great. Where are you calling from?
Alabama.
Great. Well, welcome. How can I help you?
I wanted to speak to Dana.
No, Donna Fox. That's me. Donna.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Wonderful.
And you are too?
Yes, I'm well.
Okay.
What was This is the first time I've listened to the show, and I'm enjoying the show.
Great.
And like I said, I'm feeling well, but I'm not sure if I want to stay here.
You mean on the planet?
Yes.
We're getting some feedback. If
yeah,
you turn off your background radio, it'd be easier for us to adjust the levels, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Turn off your computer speakers, honey. Ah, is that better?
I'm doing... No, wait a minute.
Okay. Ah, that's better. I'm not echoing. That much, okay.
I'm a little nervous. It's the first time I ever called into any show.
Oh, well, I'm so honored that you chose this one. All right, so all your computers, all the speakers are off, right?
I just put the headphones into the computer so we couldn't hear it. Do I need to do something else?
Can you just shut all the sound off? Then you can't hear me then, can you?
Yes, I'm on the phone. I'm on the telephone.
Okay. Yeah, you can. You're on the phone. So just shut the computer sound off, honey.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. Much better. Okay. All right. Good.
And I was wondering if you could do a reading. I've been on this spiritual journey for a couple of decades, and over the last 2 years, I'm still enjoying this journey, but there are some things in my life that I'm not enjoying that much.
Like what?
Well, wanting to meet other light workers.
Okay.
Not knowing exactly how to reach out, to see if there's any light workers that's close by, we're close to Atlanta, maybe about 100 miles, but, closer, and I am just afraid to just do anything on my own.
What kind of work do you do, Satina?
I'm on disabled status.
Okay.
So I have a lot of time to read. I have a lot of time to devote. I'm not physically disabled. I can get around, because I do try to take care of myself, and rest when I need to rest and do all the things that I need to do.
Okay. So, I keep getting this echo back at me. Do you have all your speakers off of your computer, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'll try to adjust it a little bit more and see if I can get it better. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
How's that?
I'm still echoing. As long as it does, I don't know how it sounds to the listeners, but...
No, we're not hearing the echo. It might just
okay,
be,
so,
yeah, her feedback
yeah,
coming
just
back
me.
To you.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so here's... Sakina... Am I saying your name right, Sakina? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. May I ask what you're on disability for?
It's a blood disease.
I'm sorry?
And it's called... It's a blood disease.
Okay. All right. So right now... Where you live, are you able to move away from that place, or do you have to stay there?
I don't have to stay here as far as there's nowhere else to go. It's just that I don't have any, money to move anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really where I'm calling you from. It's really a bad place as far as, I said that wrong, not a bad place, but it's a contaminated place. With PCBs and Monsanto and all like that. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, yeah. So the idea here is that you have, what you have to do is there you have a computer though, and are you able to? Here's what, one of the things that it would be very important for you to do. Are you able to get into Atlanta?
Yes.
And do you know anybody in Atlanta?
I don't know anyone, but a couple of years ago I did call a sister that had, she was on the Lightworker website.
Uh-huh.
As far as, and, but she told me she wasn't doing anything. And I haven't called her back, but you know, over the last month or so I thought about calling her, but I didn't because I knew she worked and was busy. And, so I didn't call her.
Yeah, no, this is somebody that you know or you just met on a website?
I just met on the website. I did not know her when I called her. I called and talked to her for a few minutes to see if there was anything going on in her area.
Uh-huh. The reason I say that is because there, first of all, you have to get to a healthy place. Because this, whatever you're feeling as far as a toxic place is also affecting the way you're feeling about yourself and your life. And so the issue here is that if that it would be important for you to do some type of research on the internet of spaces that are available that you could share a house or rent a room in somebody's house. Even if it were in Atlanta, or a healthier place where there was a stronger spiritual community. Now, do you have your own apartment now, or what?
Yes, I have my own apartment.
So, what's important here is that if you were to leave that apartment, the idea is, I know you feel that you don't have any money, but it's interesting what you can do, if you, as far as moving is concerned, because the old adage is if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got.
Right.
And so the idea here is it's really about you deciding that you have choices. Right now what I'm hearing is you feel helpless and hopeless that there are no choices.
Exactly. Or the choices I make, okay, I'm in a relationship, and the choices I make are concerned, you know, because we were supposed to be getting married, but
uh-huh.
It's been 2 years, and we were supposed to move and everything, and then when the economic crisis happened, you know, you lose your job, which William did, it just put everything on hold. It was almost like one day we was getting ready to move forward, and then over the weekend everything changed, and then I feel like I had been living someone else's dream for almost 2 years.
Time to live your own, huh?
Sense.
It's time to live your own dream, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What is your dream?
My dream. I like to do volunteer work. And my dream was just to continue on volunteer work, you know, for as long as I could. It didn't matter what I volunteered to do.
Okay. So you make enough with your disability to be able to support yourself, is that right?
Yes, right here.
Mm-hmm. And,
you know, where
and
I'm
so
living
the,
now, yes.
Have you looked into
because I live within my
housing in Atlanta?
I didn't hear all that you said.
I said, have you looked into what housing would cost in Atlanta?
No, I didn't. And I didn't do that simply because I know a whole lot of people looking for places and you know, waiting lists. I follow the news. I follow the everything that's happening. And I'm just feeling stuck on making a choice of what to do. And I was just wondering, was there anything in the Shastic records that would help me so that I won't be afraid to reach out. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm reaching out to you.
I sure
do. But
well, here's the first thing, Sakina. The Akashic Records can help you understand that it's not about being right. It's really about being happy. And there's a fear here of doing something wrong, and the reality is that no matter how you look at it, if you stay where you're at, you're just as alone as if you were moved, you move someplace else that you don't know anybody as well. Because if you don't have any friends that are light workers, and you don't have a light worker community where you are, then you're still alone in your beliefs. Is that true?
Yes, but I know I'm not alone.
Oh no, I understand it. But I'm saying is there a large light worker community where you're at?
And no, I just know I'm not alone. You know, the angels, and I know that there are so many light workers out there like you.
Yeah, well,
so
what I'm saying
know
is,
I'm not alone.
That, no, I understand that. What I'm saying is that you're living in a place that's making you sick. And making you sicker from a lot of different ways. And that the idea of taking charge of your life by moving to some place that might be more healthy and have more opportunity for like-minded people would be the idea of what you want to do. And so
right.
One of the things that needs to happen... Say again?
Yes, that's what I want to do.
So the idea here is it's really about you doing the research that you need to be able to make the moves that you want to do. You see, darling, you can be a powerful woman. And there's no reason that you have to allow anyone else to tell you what you need to do.
Right.
You know, you've been told what to do a good part of your life. And that can be over whenever you want it to be. The idea that you have to look at is you have to gather the information that you need in order to be able to move forward. So what you need to do is look in Atlanta. Let's say if you look up on Craigslist, are you familiar with Craigslist?
Yes.
All right, Craigslist will show places that people want to share their houses or have a room in their house that they will rent out.
Okay.
I mean, there's housing, and you can put up Atlanta or whatever that's around there and get kind of clear about what the areas are like. And you can go ahead and figure out where you want to live. I'm just using Atlanta as an example. You don't have to go to Atlanta.
Right.
You can go any place that you want to go, you can still find housing. You know, if you have enough money to support you where you're at, you can have enough money to support you wherever else you go. Because the disability, won't it adjust itself from a cost of living from where you're at within the state?
No,
but you don't have to know the answer to that, but it would be important for you to decide. So, for example, if you were to say to them, "I have to move from where I'm at because I feel it's not healthy because of all those toxins that you feel,
mm-hmm.
and that you need to move," and wherever you move, whatever state you're in, you're disabled, no matter how you look at it, it's a disability that either the state or the government will give you. Is that correct? Huh?
Right. That's
right.
Correct.
But the disability.
But you know what? Excuse me. I feel like I'd be running out from all the things that I know, because this is my hometown, Anniston, Alabama. But I would be running away from a service that I can do here. And then when I try.
But you're not happy there. Well then, why are you punishing yourself?
Oh, so that's what it seems like I'm doing, punishing myself. you know,
well,
trying to
you're the one that said it.
Something else. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're always thinking about what's over there, and you're not happy here, and you're telling me about all the things that are not right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not happy there, then you need to make the choice to move someplace else. And if it's federal disability, the idea is that disability will go by the cost of living in the area you're at.
Right.
I mean, you can check that out. I don't mean to be, I don't know anything about it, but that would seem logical to me.
All right.
So the idea here is you're saying that you feel trapped, and you're not, and
right.
you feel that it's not healthy, and you're feeling that you're in a dead end relationship, and that you're living somebody else's dreams. These are basically what you just said to me in the last 10 minutes. So what the record keepers are saying to you is you can be powerful. You do not have to be afraid. You just have to have all the information you need to be able to make the moves you want to make.
Okay.
You cannot have somebody rescue you. In other words, like the days of being rescued, Sakina, you have to take the reins, and you have to be able to say, this is what I want. I need to be able to go here. These are my options, and I want to choose what I want to choose.
Okay.
There was like, I mean, so do you see that? And there was like, there's no way that a prophecy could be told to you unless you are willing to do free will choice. Because if in fact you stay where you're at, you're going to still get what you've always got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly true.
Mm-hmm. And you're in a rut. And you know what? That cage door has been open for a long time.
Okay.
You just haven't seen it. All you got to do is push it. Cage door's open. You're not trapped.
Okay.
And
well, I appreciate
and the idea,
you taking the time.
Well, no. Listen to me for a minute. The idea here is you have to make the decision. If you were to go and decide you wanted to live someplace else, other than Atlanta, where would you like to live?
Arizona.
Okay. So we're in Arizona. Phoenix? Tucson?
Around Phoenix or Maricopa, something like that.
Okay. Well, guess what? Craigslist also has shared homes in Phoenix and Mesa and wherever else you want to look at.
Okay.
And there are also newspapers that are up online from Phoenix that offer the same thing.
Okay.
And they have the same volunteer opportunities in Phoenix or in Atlanta that they do where you're at. There's always going to be people who need help.
That's right.
You have to decide where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I already know that. And I thought that there might be something, you know, else that I was overlooking, you know, because I do research on the internet. I haven't done it, you know, looking for another place or anything like that, but I do research on anything that I want to know, and I just thought it was something that I am overlooking because I am not a victim, and I know that I have choices, and I make those choices. And, you know, I guess it's just the people around me when they come in and when people just lie to you and say, well, yeah, I'm going to do this, and they don't do it. And so I can't get mad at them because they didn't do it.
No, you can't get mad at them. But you know what you can do is learn not to trust them anymore.
I've done quite a bit of that.
Yeah,
it still didn't solve anything. There's been a part where I just say, okay, let it go, just keep it simple, you know.
Yeah. You have to keep it simple and you have to decide, okay? There's more to you than what meets the eye. And you have to take your power back. If you continually talk about how tough it is, what you don't like, and where and what you don't have, you're going to continue to have that same thing. You're going to be the hamster on the wheel.
And
right.
You know what, you're going to sing,
you say that before.
Yeah, you're going to sing the same song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was listening to you saying that before I called in, and I also participated in the meditation.
Great.
At the beginning of the hour, you know, because
I
do those things, and I feel like the meditation helped me to just reach out and call in.
Great.
Especially about, you know, sending love and light out to other people, other beings.
Go ahead.
I beg your pardon?
No, go ahead.
Well, that's about it. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me because it has helped. I feel a little lighter. I've cooled off a little bit because I was very hot. And I noticed the energy's coming in.
That's right.
Yeah.
Part of the meditation that I want you to really understand, Sahina. And I want you to, I'm about to say it, and I want you to feel it in every part of your body. Okay?
Okay.
So I want you to take a nice deep breath, and I want you to open your heart, and I want you to receive the information in every cell, every atom of your being, that you are the most important person in your life. There is no one more important than you, and there's nothing more important than your happiness. That's not selfish. That's understanding that you are a divine child of God, and it's your birthright to be whole, complete, prosperous, and loved. And when you truly anchor that, as we ask that you do now, you will be much more available to not only help yourself, but to help others.
Thank you.
Can you receive that?
Yes.
Well, I would love to have you keep in touch with me, and you tell me what this conversation has meant to you and how you're going to use it in your life. So keep in touch and let me know what your next choices are about how you're going to make your life better.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I'm
okay.
going to use it.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Dana.
It's Donna, but you go, girl.
Yeah, okay.
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 It's okay. All right, you're deeply loved. Take care.
And you are too. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to this program, Akashic Wisdom. And I got a wonderful email from a lady I haven't heard from for a while who does wonderful work herself, Mary Adair, and she does wonderful dream work. And I've been saying this for a long time, and Mary, you got to come back on the show. And so I'm going to email you. We're going to set that up. But I wanted to, and she said, so her message to you, Sahina, was, go, girl. I hope you take Donna's advice. And, boy, I bet you there's a lot of people out there that are saying the same thing because we forget how powerful we are. And we forget what we can do by just focusing in about what we want. There always is a choice. It may not be the one choice you want, but you've always got one. And even doing nothing is a choice. We are just wonderful beings of light that can expand every moment. And it's up to us, able to walk out of the veil and let our light shine. And on this solstice day, I thank you all of those who are listening, for being those wonderful, beautiful, bright lights to light up this planet. So we're going to close the show. I'm going to close the records. Next week, I want you to tune in. I'm not sure what we're doing, but you know, it's always something new. And you never know who I'm going to have on the program, but I want you to listen in. And, you know, I want you to communicate with me. If you enjoy this show and this is something that you would like to see continued, please let me know that you care about this show. That's going to be very important. I want you on my list so I can tell you what's coming up. Okay? All right, so those people who would like to email me can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me on my private number at 216-691-1233. So, tonight, June 21st, this is my daughter's, by the way, 11th wedding anniversary. God bless her, so happy. Happy anniversary, Jen and Sam. We want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records and say amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. Amen. I love you all. Have a miracle-filled week, and I'll be back here next week, same time, stay in station. With some exciting news, I bet. Okay, bye.